Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Here I am, a glowing candle sitting on the bedside of children all over the world. And I enjoy it so much because I am sitting at the threshold of beautiful thinking, of beautiful ideas, of beautiful children. I'm sitting at the threshold of the most beautiful beings in the world. Now, as I travel around the world, I listen to the stories that children tell me and the things that they're doing. And there are two little boys, and they were huddled under the back porch of their house. Their house had a porch sticking out on it, and they could get underneath there, and sometimes they put garden tools under there and so forth, and that was a secret hideaway for John and Joel. And John and Joel were neat kids. They were just both 7 years old. And Joel was sort of the spokesman always, and Joel said, "John, what are we doing today?" And John says, "I don't know." And Joel says, "Okay, come into my cabin. We're on the good ship Lollipop." "Oh, come on now, who wants a good ship Lollipop?" "No, come on, we're going into my cabin on the good ship Lollipop." "Oh, I want Captain Hook's frigate, and I want to be on something more exciting." "All right, you can have anything you want, John, but this is my cabin, so come on in." "But, Joel, it's dark in there." "Well, the light comes through the slats in the side of the walls, if you just give it a moment. But, it's dark in there. I'm frightened." "John, what are you frightened about?" "Nothing to be frightened about. Oh, there might be snakes in there. There might be bad things in there." "John, why would any bad thing be under my back porch?" "Well, I'm frightened." "John, this is my cabin. And this is the good ship Lollipop. And it's a nice ship. And I like it. I was watching it on television the other night. And it is good. It's a good ship. But I'm frightened." "John, why are you frightened?" "I don't know." "John, are you frightened any other time?" "Oh, sometimes. When I go to bed at night, I'm frightened because my dad says, 'Now, if you don't behave, the boogeyman's going to come and get you.'" And I thought, "Who's the boogeyman? What's the boogeyman all about?" "Oh, John, that's what parents do to get children to mind. I heard my dad do that to my older sister. He didn't do it to me because he knows that I wouldn't believe in that sort of nonsense. And my older sister came and she says, 'Joel, I'm frightened. There's a boogeyman under my bed.' And I said, 'Mary, I cannot imagine a boogeyman being under your bed. Your bed is so low to the floor, there's no place for a boogeyman to be. But, Joel, come and look.' So I went to her bed, and I looked under her bed, and there was only about an inch or two under her bed. Her bed was almost flat on the floor. And I said, 'Mary, if a boogeyman can get under there, he's not real.' And she said, 'Oh.' Now, Mary, your dad, our dad, hey, I don't know what to call him sometimes, he tries to make us behave. And if he cannot get us to behave by telling us to do things, he tries to frighten us. He said, if we won't behave, he'll have the policeman come and take us away to jail. And he says, if we don't behave, something bad's going to happen to us. Now, Mary, I don't like that. I don't like that sort of thinking, because I think this is a good world. Because I have my good ship Lollipop in the backyard, and it is a good ship, and it runs this whole household. Now, Mary, believe me, there are no boogeymen. They're just in your mind. Mary, there are no boogeymen. But I don't know. Mary, lay down on the floor here. Look under your bed. Can you see anything there? No. Take a flashlight. Can you see it? No. Now, Mary, why would a boogeyman ever want to come and bother you? But I'm frightened. I'm so frightened. Mary, we're only frightened when we don't know something. But I'm frightened. Mary, I am always here to take care of you and protect you. But you're my little brother. Yes, I know I'm your little brother. But I'm 7 years old and I feel like I'm king of the world. But I know you act more older than anybody else. Mary, I love you. Joel, I love you too. Mary, I'm always here. You don't ever have to worry. You don't ever have to be frightened because I'm here. Oh, Joel, you're so wonderful. Oh, Joel, let me give you a hug. Mary gives Joel a big hug. And Joel looks up at Mary and says, Mary, you are a wonderful girl. Mary, don't ever let fright in your house. Don't ever let fright in your thinking. Don't ever let fright in your world. It doesn't belong there. You just tell it anytime you think fright is coming along, hey, I don't like you. Go away. You don't belong here. This is not where you belong. You go somewhere else. I don't like you. And you watch. You say that to fright every time it comes into your world. And pretty soon it won't come anymore because it's not welcome. Oh, Joel, you're so smart. Well, that's what I would do if I were frightened. But, you know, Mary, I'm never frightened because I just stop and think about, hey, what's this all about? What's this all about? Why is anyone making me frightened? Or why is anything making me frightened? Why? And I stop and think about it, and I say, I like me. There's nothing to be frightened about. And I go about living my life untouched. Try it, Mary. It works wonderful. And Joel told his friend John all about his experience with Mary. And John said, you said all that? Where do you get that stuff from? Where do you get that? Hey, Joel, what school do you go to? I mean, Joel, who teaches you that? And Joel said, well, you know, I don't know who teaches it to me, but something inside of me says that it's right. And something inside of me says it is good. And something inside of me says, hey, I'm okay. And I believe that something inside of me. Well, Joel, do you think I have something inside of me too? I know you do, John, because you're my friend. And if you were not my friend, I wouldn't know. But because you are my friend, I know you got something good inside of you and you're wonderful. Now, just believe in yourself, John. Just believe in yourself. And just know that there's no place for fright in your world. There's no place for fright in my world. Ha 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 ha. Because I am too happy a guy. And I like me too much to let anything bother me. Joel, where do you learn all this? I listen inside. Joel, can I listen inside too? Well, you listen inside yourself. I listen inside of myself. And as you listen inside of yourself, you'll hear it. You'll see. You'll see. Just try it. You'll see. Oh, Joel. All right. All right. Come on. Let's go in my cabin now. Well, we are in your cabin. Oh, it's so bright in here now. I thought we weren't even in here. See how much light comes through? When just a little bit of light comes on something, pretty soon the whole inside is just as though you had a big bright light bulb going. You're right, Joel. You're right. It is very light inside here. And you're right, Joel. There's nothing inside of here to be frightened about. Just us two guys and some of these things your mother shucks out of here, her garden tools and stuff. That's right. Hey, you like that? Oh, do I like that? Oh, boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle now. And Mr. Sandman is just coming by and he's going to sprinkle his pixie dust all over the children everywhere and give them happy dreams. So now get ready to climb into bed and take your teddy bear in your arms and hug him and say, I love you. And call your mommy and daddy and say, Mommy, Daddy, it's time for bed. Give me a hug and a kiss. And then your mom and dad come in, or whoever is taking care of you, whoever is with you, and they give you a big hug and a big kiss. And they say, I love you. And you say, I love you too. And then you say, good night, good night, good night. So boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle speaking, and I'll be with you another day to share the adventures of other boys and girls around the world. And when I do, you just know that you're always very special to me, because I love you. I love you. I love you.